Family matters of all kinds, and the biggest skeptic we've had on show in a while. There's a lot to talk about tonight, and we will cover it all. Stay right there.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, so name that tune as it plays leading into our show tonight. It's been a long time since I've heard this song, so I don't know how many of you at home recognize it, but that is the theme song for Family Matters, a 90s sitcom, which I don't think I was actually supposed to be watching as a child, but I did watch, and I did enjoy, and we're bringing it back tonight in honor of our second person, Jaleel, in tonight's episode, and really, you guys, as I was thinking about it, Family Matters is an appropriate title. If I had to give an episode title to season 2, episode 19 of Hollywood Medium, which we're covering tonight on AfterBuzz, I think that's a pretty accurate title because oftentimes on this show, we have illnesses, we have accidents, we have, you know, your normal deaths of old age. Tonight's episode got personal. I felt like we got into a lot of serious, like I'm calling it, family matters. So we have a lot to discuss. Welcome in to the Hollywood Medium After Show. I am here solo tonight. So if you've never watched before, hello, my name is Stefan Lovegrove. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove, DrLoveGrove. Or all my links are on my website, americaslifecoach.us. Let's dive in tonight. I have my laptop here with the live chat, so feel free to weigh in. I will be reading your comments, of course, live and then throughout the week. Happy to engage with you there. And I just want to acknowledge as we start out tonight that everybody on this episode has a little bit of a tricky name. So I'm going to do my best to say them all right. Names are important to me. I have a weird one. It's gotten messed up my whole life. So I don't want to do that to anybody else. But we have some tricky names tonight. So we start out this episode, which I am titling Family Matters, with Kim Zolciak-Bierman and her husband, Troy. Now, I've made this point before on the After Show, but it never ceases to amaze me how much Tyler Henry knows reality TV. You know, back in season 1, when we were introduced to him, he was this, like, Midwesterner who doesn't know celebrities, is a newbie to Hollywood, really out of his element here. And what's funny is he still doesn't know every musician and TV actor and film actor. But somehow, Tyler Henry knows his reality TV, particularly his Bravo. He really knows the Bravo. And so we have Kim, who we know from Real Housewives of Atlanta, which, by the way, can I just say, had a stellar season that many people pointed out. What they achieved with a season of reality TV was better drama than many scripted series. So we had Kim from Real Housewives of Atlanta, who also has her own show, Don't Be Tardy, which apparently Tyler knows. Again, I really feel when Tyler is not doing these readings that he has Bravo on all day. That is my conclusion. So we have Kim, and then we have Kim's husband, Troy, who is a football player. And they're coming in for a reading. And so he begins with this sensation of choking. And, you know, Tyler's all about the details. As he said in this episode, he loves when he gets a detail that he couldn't have gotten from Google. He couldn't have just known on the top of his head, even if he did know the celebrity, something that's really obscure. So I thought this choking thing was a good place to start. And it led to his uncle Rusty. And then he started talking about a stroke and a stroke related to blood clots. And of course, now we're talking about Kim, who had a stroke at honestly the fairly young age of 37 years old. I mean, nobody wants to have a stroke at any age. Very unfortunate thing to have at any age. But 37 is young and scary. I think of an age to have a stroke. And so interesting theme I noticed about this episode is Kim was, of course, on Dancing with the Stars. And then later in the episode, we'll get to Jaleel, of course, in just a few minutes. Jaleel was on Dancing with the Stars. So in addition to the theme of family matters, this theme of former Dancing with the Stars contestants rang true for the episode. So he brings up the stroke, and this reassuring message comes through for Kim from her Uncle Rusty that you will be fine. And, you know, I love when messages come through from Tyler on this show that really do give people something in the present, that are not just about what happened in the past. And we know that's important. That's a big part of it. People want closure and they want to be able to move on. And so, so it is important to get messages that you know, provide guidance about the past. But I love when a message comes that gives people some sort of reassurance for the present. And as I was watching this episode, I just thought, isn't that what we all want to know? You know, that whatever happens with our health, whatever happens with our career, whatever happens with our family lives and personal lives and finances, we want to know that at the end of the day, we're going to be okay. And that's the message that came through for Kim from her Uncle Rusty. You will be fine. So then we move to Troy's side. And honestly, you guys, I don't want to say this was my favorite reading, because I think the Chrisleys might still hold true. It's going to be hard to top the reaction that Todd Chrisley had a couple of weeks back. And you guys who faithfully watched the after show, you know how I reacted to that. But in terms of interesting, just flat out interesting readings, I want to talk about the reading that happened for Troy when we moved over to his side, because things definitely did get interesting there. So he started with an apple. For Kim's side, we started with the choking and the throat. For Troy's side, we started with an apple, and he said something educational. And so we went to his grandpa, Wilbert, who, of course, we found out was a school bus driver, and a really unsettling death narrative there with the whole grandma finding him in the field. That was definitely a little morbid. There's no good way, you know, no good way to receive that kind of news, but to find somebody like that, I've never had that experience myself, but I just feel like it would be unsettling. So really kind of tragic death there. But this is where it got interesting. So his grandpa Wilbert, who was the bus driver, right, came through with an acknowledgement of Kim and Troy's relationship. And the reason that this is significant, that kind of gets pushed to the surface in the process of this reading, is Troy is disconnected from his parents. And, you know, it was interesting to watch. Let me know what you guys thought of the dynamic, because Kim definitely has some thoughts about Troy's parents. And that's not surprising. I mean, a lot of people have interesting relationships with their in-laws, to say the least. But I did appreciate Troy was very respectful. You know, he wasn't just going to throw his parents under the bus. And so I appreciate that. But clearly, there is pain there. There is hurt there. There is some tension there. So Troy has a disconnect from his parents. And Kim brings up they weren't particularly happy about who he married, which is interesting. You know, and Troy, as I said, Troy was being respectful. So we didn't get answers on what exactly the situation is there. But Kim hinted at Troy's parents did not think that he was, perhaps did not want him to marry a real housewife, you know. Which is interesting. I mean, you know, it raises the obvious question, who did Troy's parents want him to marry? And obviously, Real Housewives come with a lot of drama. Real Housewives of Atlanta, particularly, come with a certain stereotype. But anyway, the bottom line is, there's some tension there. There is some tension there with Troy and his parents. And so this message comes through from his grandpa, Wilbert, verifying for Troy, I want to acknowledge your relationship. I celebrate your marriage. I was happy about the wedding. And what a beautiful thing to know that. And, you know, I just thought such a beautiful message to come through that love above all. Despite the expectations that we may have had, despite where we've had a clash of opinions, despite maybe even a choice you've made that we disagree with, love above all. I thought that was absolutely beautiful. And you guys, let's just have a personal moment here because I am solo tonight. It's just me and you in our studio on a little Hollywood Medium date here. And so I'll reveal. This is something I really relate to because I personally do have a disconnect with my parents. And the reason that I have so much respect for how Troy handled this is I really do try not to be disrespectful, not to throw them under the bus in public. It's a complicated situation. You know, I certainly know as a life coach that all stories have two sides. And so, you know, I don't want to give one side of the story, nor do I want to paint people necessarily in a bad light. So I appreciate him being respectful. But the reason I bring this all up and the reason I have a connection here is I am very, very close to my grandparents, who may actually watch this after show. Hi, Grandma, if that happens. I am now officially the person who just said hello to his grandmother on air. But I'm very close to my grandparents. I talk to them maybe every other day on the phone or something. And even when I feel sad about the disconnect with my biological family and my immediate parents, I'm really thankful for my grandparents and their acknowledgement and their affirmation and their relationship with me really does mean a lot to me. And so in any case, I was just so appreciative on behalf of Troy that that was able to come through for him and that he was able to have that glimmer of hope that A, maybe he will be able to reconcile one day. Maybe he will be able to overcome those issues and reconcile with his parents. But even if he doesn't, to know that his grandpa is smiling down on their relationship. I thought that was beautiful. Love above all. So that's where I'm going to end with that reading. Let's move on to Jaleel. And while we move on, can we just take a moment to laugh about the fact that Tyler is a germaphobe, which somehow does not surprise me at all. When I heard that, I was like, you know, A, I think that we've heard this before on the show. I don't think it's completely new news, but also it's not surprising. Like I could have guessed. I don't mean that in a bad way, Tyler, but I could have guessed Tyler was a germaphobe. That's somehow not very surprising. So, okay. So Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters, which was of course the song that we rolled in with today. And again, this theme on this episode of former Dancing with the Stars contestants, as Jaleel was in fact a former competitor on Dancing with the Stars. So I gotta tell you, it made me so happy that Jaleel brought up that he is a Sagittarius. I am a Sagittarius as well. So hello and Sagittarius love to you, Jaleel. And he's very right that we are as Sagittariuses, that perfect, I'm calling it perfect, but I'm biased. I hope that's not too too egotistical. But we do as Sagittariuses have that combination of both being open and being skeptical. I feel that way about a lot of things. A lot of the, you know, the mystical woo-woo things that fans of this show are likely to either be into or be curious about, you know, when it comes to astrology, when it comes to crystals, when it comes to tarot cards. These are all things that I started out being skeptical, open but skeptical about. So I just want to verify. Hey, Carlos, I just want to verify as a Sagittarius. Yes, we are indeed open but skeptical. That is so true. So he starts doing this reading for Jaleel, and the first thing that comes through, we spend a lot of time on this person. I mean, I want to say the majority of the reading is the person that I'm about to describe and go into here. So this person comes through that very much acknowledges they died too soon, and their life was taken away from them too soon. And then Tyler says, I'm sensing balloons, which I didn't make an immediate connection, but now looking back on it, I'm realizing, okay, hospital balloons, maybe that's obvious, and a September birthday. And I love the details, particularly for somebody that is skeptical. The details are very important. And so he says it's a September birthday, and it's in the later part of the month after the 21st. And what I loved about this particular reading is Jaleel was very skeptical. Jaleel was like, I don't know. All I can think of is an October birthday. But Tyler didn't go, oh, well, then I must have gotten it wrong. Tyler was like, okay, keep thinking, keep looking, because I feel very certain it was a September birthday, and we're looking in the later part of the month, and it was after the 21st. So he continues, and he clarifies, it's a sentimental female. There's a lot of emotions and feelings here, and there wasn't a goodbye. She didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And I love, and I wrote this down in my notes here. I'll show you guys, since I'm doing a little solo show tonight, I'll do a little reveal. We have these notepads and we take notes every week, watching Tyler Henry. We take notes on these notepads. So I wrote down at this point in the reading, I love that he still hadn't gotten a name from Jaleel. Jaleel was like, my lips are sealed. You are getting nothing from me. And how very Sagittarius. You know, I said the very first week I came on this after show, if it was me, I would be the type of person to, not to withhold, I mean, I would be very open, but that Sagittarius energy of open but skeptical. You know, I did a psychic reading a few weeks ago that I mentioned briefly on that after show. I have another one coming up. And it's this one particular psychic that I trust. I wouldn't just go to anybody. But like I, even with that person, I mentioned when I went to that reading, I didn't want to give a lot of details away. Like in my question, I really wanted to know what is going to come through this person on their own. And so I just felt exactly where Jaleel was at so much. I love that Tyler kept going and kept getting details that were accurate and correct without Jaleel giving him any confirmation. So he finally says E-L-L-E. He got very clearly, I'm getting an E-L-L-E. And Jaleel is like, are you sure you didn't Google? I mean, Jaleel is like, I can't even believe this. And that, for a split second, it did parallel Todd Chrisley's shock that Jaleel experienced here. So it turned out to be his co-star from Family Matters, Michelle Thomas, who he was very good friends with, and who died, as he had felt, way too young of stomach cancer. And you know what? I very much relate to, I very much relate to this in terms of he described the disbelief that happened when he got this phone call that Michelle had passed. And it was just a state of disbelief. Like, he knew that she was in the hospital. He knew that she had this cancer that, you know, it was serious. But he said he just kind of thought or hoped that she would recover. And it was a shock. And I've been there. And if you're watching this and you've lost somebody at way too young an age, you know the shock and disbelief of, like, even if it was theoretically possible that they could pass away, even if it was likely that they could pass away and that you had been warned about it, there's still a moment of disbelief, and I totally get that. So Jaleel now is finally starting to buy into the reading here. And, you know, again, I just had so much fun with this reading because Jaleel was like, if this is a hoax, I just want to figure it out. If this is a hoax, I don't want to be duped. Like, I do have that Sagittarius pride that's like, you're not going to get anything past me. That's why I'm open but skeptical. If this is a hoax, I'm going to figure out. And so I think Jaleel is finally at this point in the reading, starting to buy into it, starting to give it a chance. So then this woman comes through that says, I deserve to be compensated. And this is such a Hollywood moment in the reading for Hollywood media. This woman comes through and Chris, Jaleel's manager, is backstage cracking up at this point. And so basically we find out that Chris was at one point in time the assistant to this particular woman that's coming through. So to help you keep track of that, it was a little confusing for me at the time. Chris is Jaleel's current manager. But in a former time, Chris was the assistant to this woman, right? And this woman was the child agent that discovered Jaleel. And I thought he was very fair to her, you know. He said that she could be a little greedy and a little petty. But also, he gave credit where credit was due and acknowledged this woman did discover him. She did a lot for him. She helped him get his start. And just kind of a cool story here. A Broadway dancer that decided to really shift her career and become a child agent. So I thought that was a really fun person to come through, not just for Jaleel, but for Chris. And I thought it was funny, and Tyler pointed this out. We talk about, you know, there's this cliche saying, you can't take money with you, right? Like, money is not going to matter after you die because you can't take it with you. And Tyler was like, well, evidently she can, because here she is in the afterlife in another dimension talking about, I want to be paid. So that was Jaleel's reading, another Dancing with the Stars reading there. And then we move on to Peter. And as we move on, I want to mention in passing, you know, that little jingle, It's a Brand New Day, always plays. And Tyler said on Twitter that he can hear that playing just in his sleep. That he has nightmares of, it's a brand new day. And I'm so sorry that I just subjected you to my singing voice. But we're going to move on to the third person with a little bit of a tricky name from this episode. Peter Facinelli, who is from Twilight and Supergirl. This person Tyler did not recognize because, of course, we've established if they're not on reality TV, Tyler is not going to recognize them. This was interesting because Peter offered Tyler a drink, and it made me wonder, has anybody else in the past ever offered Tyler a drink? And isn't that kind of weird? Like, you know, Tyler declined, as became evident because he ended up drinking water, which they very clearly showed us. I don't think it was vodka. But it did make me wonder, if Tyler was drinking, could he still channel these messages? I would assume not. I don't know. Maybe Peter was joking. I thought it was a very strange thing. I don't assume that Tyler, you know, that Tyler wants to be doing these readings while drinking. But anyway, we went to Peter's mom's side, and it got complicated because there's 13 brothers and sisters on the mom's side, right? So there's a lot of people. And Tyler said, I'm going to give you a bunch of stuff, and you're going to have to call them later and check through a lot of this stuff because there's just so many siblings that it could be about. But ultimately, we got this person, Luca, who came through. And the story was, Luca went to the hospital for one thing, but it ended up being something else, which of course gets confirmed when... Now, I loved this. This doesn't happen very often in readings, but I loved the fact Peter was like, well, I want to call my mom. And I thought he was joking. Like, after this reading, after Tyler leaves, I can't wait to call my mom and tell her all about it. I had no idea he was actually going to call his mom on the reading. And then, of course, he ends up calling his dad. So, super interesting dynamic that we actually had family phone calls verifying both of these readings. I thought that was phenomenal. And just an interesting touch that we don't get to see a lot. So anyway, so Luca goes into the hospital for one thing, ends up being something else. That gets confirmed he went in for one thing and then they moved him around and then he passed away upstairs, this whole sad story. And then one of the siblings, one of the 13 brothers and sisters, an aunt named Karina comes through who died of a feminine-based cancer. And so multiple messages are coming through here. The main part of the reading focused on this man who comes through. And so Tyler says this man is coming through. He was content with the duration of his life. He was supportive. He was paternal. He has this image of strapping on boots. And then Peter hands him a watch that we find out was the grandfather's watch. And so there's this story, and again, a really personal you know, a really personal family story here. So Peter's father met Peter's grandpa, his dad, when he was 6 years old. And it's this kind of weird, sad story of when he was born, his dad was off to war. And so he didn't get, as a baby, he wasn't around his dad. Growing up for the first 6 years of his life, he wasn't around his dad. So can you imagine not seeing your, I wonder if this was partially because of the times. I mean, I will admit, I don't know a lot about the military. I think it's very odd for it to be a military-based thing that you wouldn't be able to return home, see your family, see your newborn for 6 years. I don't know. I don't hesitate to say anything on this because I don't have a lot of military knowledge. But the bottom line is so much pressure. I just can't imagine, because this little six-year-old, reminder again, Peter's dad, this little six-year-old is meeting his dad for the first time, and it didn't go well. And I just can't imagine the pain. You know, I think we all, but particularly little boys, even though it's a stereotype, I think it's true. We all want our dad's approval, right? And so as a six-year-old, he meets his dad for the first time. It doesn't go well. His dad is unhappy with him for something, and he's kind of stern. And so really sad story. Their relationship does not get off to a good foot, and that's painful. And, you know, we were treading in painful waters for a minute there with the reading. But before you get too uncomfortable, the good news is it resolved between them, and it grew into a great relationship long term. And, you know, I think that I was glad to hear that the relationship did pan out that way, and that even though the dad was kind of stern and not the best at expressing feelings and didn't really show affection, I was glad that it worked out in the end the way it did for them. And so after calling the mom, then Peter Facinelli decides to call the dad. And so we get Pete Sr. on a phone call. And, you know, it was a good moment for anybody out there who's wondered, is Tyler real? Is Tyler genuine? Is this scripted? I told you guys, I settled a long time ago, I think he's the real deal. I think there's plenty of evidence that he's the real deal. If you're still that skeptical, why are you really watching the show at this point? But for anyone that happened to randomly tune in and was skeptical, the good news is moments like this, I think, really confirm the legitimacy of Tyler, because it wasn't like a movie perfect moment for the show at all. It was a really awkward conversation. They couldn't understand each other. They were having trouble hearing each other. And the boots thing was like the key thing that Peter was trying to ask about. And it took like 7 attempts for that to happen. And then ultimately, the funniest thing of all is Peter asks his dad, Pete Sr., if you could ask your dad anything, what would you ask? And he was like, nothing. I don't know. I don't really have anything. What would I ask him? So honestly, a very anticlimactic phone call there. But again, it was such a like unscripted, genuine, funny moment. And I thought it just went to show the legitimacy of Tyler's readings and of the show. That they can have moments like that aren't perfect and scripted and whatever. So that was our reading tonight. Our reading of Family Matters. I think, like I said, I think Jaleel was my favorite because I loved his Sagittarius skepticism and ultimately the beautiful reading that came out of it. But a night of tricky names, a night of good readings, a night of Family Matters. Let me know all week what you thought about the readings. Carlos, thank you for interacting in our live chat this evening. I will check and read your comments throughout the week on YouTube, so continue to comment there. Also, I love hearing from you on Twitter and Instagram. My handles there are Dr. Lovegrove on both, DrLoveGrove. And we at AfterBuzz appreciate it when you like, comment, subscribe here on YouTube and also on iTunes. Your subscribes and your downloads over there as well as your comments make a big difference. So thank you for engaging with us across the board on all platforms of AfterBuzz. If you want more from me, all of my links are online at my website, americaslifecoach.us. That is all I have for you tonight on season 2, episode 19 of Hollywood Medium. I will be right back here next week, and hopefully there will be two other lovely people with me. Mina will be back, and a new person joining our panel for the first time. So stay with us next week. Be back then, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.